Hey, taste buds, happy Thanksgiving. Bethany and I just wanted to drop a word before we started this podcast about something pretty amazing that's happening within the Taste Bud group this Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this the morning of Thanksgiving and you're going to be alone on Thanksgiving today, we have two incredible taste buds, Nicole and Neil, who have very generously offered to open their Zoom up to people who are alone on Thanksgiving and don't want to eat by themselves.
Yeah. So there's going to be a session at 2 p.m. and a session at 5 p.m.
And that's Eastern time, right?
Eastern time, yeah. For taste buds who need other buds to eat with, which is so lovely. And then there's going to be a general hangout at 8 p.m. I am going to include all of this information on our website and also on our socials, a link to Neil and Nicole. I can't believe how amazing this is that they're doing this. Anyway, so if you are alone this Thanksgiving and you would like some company, join the Taste Bud Zoom at 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And we'll put the links in the show notes today as well.
All right, time for a show. La, la, la,
la. Oh, I dare to say,
get your coffee on the floor tonight.
Make my day.
Stop laughing, this is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen Heaney, your furniture refurbishing, addicted to paper holiday houses. I just started watching Grey's Anatomy, friend.
And I'm Bethany Watson, your flannel wearing, winter coat shopping. I just discovered an iced coffee that I forgot about in my fridge and everything's gonna be okay, friend.
And every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
food, because it's Thanksgiving.
We are chatting with Vanessa Brizzetto. She is a registered dietitian. She is the co-founder of Kulina Health, and she is here to give us all the tips on everything that we need to know about making healthy choices and just, you know, staying centered within ourselves and around food this Thanksgiving season.
Yeah, she's great. I really, really enjoy talking with her. I follow her on Instagram now. She's one of those people that makes you feel like everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
Because you would expect like a dietitian, a nutritionist to have a certain attitude about food, but she doesn't. Like she just comes in like this super chill friend who happens to know a little bit more than you do about food.
She's the coolest. I found her because she lives not too far from me in the same city where I live. And just people who know people who know people, you know, people who are active on social media. They're like a handful of other women that I follow on social media who also live in Hoboken. And through them, I found Vanessa and she's so funny and she's so amazing. And I just love her approach to food in general. So I can't wait for Taste Buds. We're going to play her in section one, the interview that we did with her last week. And I'm very excited for everyone to hear it.
And we also talk about other stuff this episode too, but I don't remember what any of it is.
Okay. Yes. Bethany, we're talking about Thanksgiving. We have some Thanksgiving jokes.
That's right.
I put you on the spot and made you come up with a song.
That's right.
And gentle listener, we recorded this just 3 days ago. And so Bethany's amnesia is not at all justified.
No, my brain is broken and I don't know why. I think I'm just real sleepy. So I'm in this panic mode, but like a good panic mode where I feel like energized because, you know, I've said before, we're traveling for the holidays. We're heading to a cabin to quarantine before going to see my family.
Yeah, you and Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis and myself and the kittens.
You're taking a long road trip in December.
Yeah. So much like traveling with children, I imagine traveling with cats, you have to be really organized and know everything you have to take, especially if one of your dependents is on medication. You have to make sure you have enough medication for the whole thing. So I have this massive list in my phone of everything that needs to be packed, everything that needs to be bought ahead of time because quarantine, you can't go to the grocery store. So we have to pack enough groceries in our car for 2 weeks, like perishables included, to take to this cabin. So it's just, it's fun. I'm excited about it. I'm staying really organized, and I'm hyped up. I'm excited.
A lot of peanut butter and jelly.
So much peanut butter and jelly. If I learned anything from the Maura Murray documentary, it's that peanut butter will get you through anything, including a stakeout.
TikTok will also get you through anything.
Are you a TikToker, or are you just like a TikTok voyeur?
I'm a TikTok voyeur, but I love following it for the crafts, but this weekend I discovered something else that TikTok is good for.
What?
It is good for watching people remake furniture.
Oh, like porn. This is furniture porn.
It is furniture porn. And I'll tell you why. I am in charge of taking my mom's. She has this gorgeous wood dining room table, but it looks like it was purchased in the 90s, which it was. Yeah. It's just like, you know, it's sort of like a yellow finish. I don't know.
Yep. I know exactly what you mean.
I got to take a hammer to that shit, rustic it up. But and Bethany, you're kind of an expert in this too. You love taking furniture off the street and refinishing it. So do you have any tips for me?
I do. Okay. So one of the things I did is I wanted a very long, like 8-foot long shelf in my living room. And I wanted one that was reclaimed wood and was really rustic. But those shelves are really expensive.
Yeah. When you actually go to buy the wood that's very old, that's been pillaged from a barn in Pennsylvania, they're like, okay, great. Do you have $5,000 for 1 foot of wood?
Right. Exactly. It's insane. So I took an 8-foot long, just like 2x4, which isn't a 2x4, whatever. And I brought it outside, and I brought it over to like a pile of gravel that was nearby from a construction site.
Okay.
Placed it on top of the gravel and gently walked over the board. And it creates these little natural indentations and scuffs and like gunks out of the wood. And so that might be one thing I recommend. If you're looking to sort of bang it up a little bit, take it and maybe, I know it's harder with a table if it's really heavy, but like roll it over some rocks. And
that's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, it's like a little bit more of a natural way to give it some indentations or some imperfections. Because if you hit it with a hammer, a lot of times it looks like you hit it with a hammer. Because like you can see the little hexagonal hammerhead mark in there. So it's kind of a fun way to bang it up a little bit.
Yeah, because you know what? Can't spend all your money on new furniture.
No.
Why is furniture so expensive? Are you getting anything for Black Friday? What's on your list?
You know what? I am. I'm doing a lot of clothing shopping, actually, because one thing that I have learned is that our bodies change when we are in quarantine. And so you may not even have like gained weight, but your body may be distributing things differently. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you. I've noticed a lot of my clothes don't fit the way they used to.
Girl, none of my clothes fit, but you know, that's a different story.
So I'm trying really hard to stay positive, but I'm looking for like deals on clothing that, you know, is good clothing, but maybe isn't going to cost me $1 million to try and find like two new pairs of jeans and two new pairs of pants and like five new shirts, whatever. That's what I'm doing.
I had to buy a new winter coat because as it turns out, it's important that your winter coats close in the front when it's cold out. And I've gained weight and none of my old coats fit, which is a shame because I have a really nice collection of coats.
Yeah.
But I just bought a vintage Woolrich 100% wool coat on Poshmark. It is darling. It's bright red. It's a bright cherry red. It cost me $30.
Dude, well done.
Yeah, it was an excellent find. Gentle listener, I am here to tell you this holiday season, this winter season rather, this is one of the best life lessons that my mom has ever taught me. When you're buying a wool coat, you must check the tag because not all wool coats were created equal. It's got to be like 80% wool or above. Because a lot of times companies will be like, oh, look at this really cute winter coat. And you open it up and there's no wool in it at all. Or it's like 50% wool. And that is not, it's not going to keep you warm. It just isn't.
That's really interesting. Because I'm also in the market for a new winter coat. I realize that all of my winter coats are cute, but not warm.
Yeah.
And with, you know, having to spend a lot of time outside this Christmas, I'm looking for one. And it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to find a wool coat. It's also hard to find a winter coat that's not down. Because I won't wear down. And so like I'm looking for down alternatives, and that's also hard to find.
It's very hard, yeah.
So yeah.
Go on Poshmark, Bethany.
Yeah, I will. I'm selling a lot of clothes on Poshmark right now, so I have credits.
Oh, hey, you should shout out your Poshmark account. So anyone who's extremely tall and thin and blonde like you can also buy your clothes.
Okay, I don't want to. And can I tell you why?
Okay, tell me why.
I gave myself a username that made it seem like I was born in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah. So your stuff will sell better.
Yeah. So it seems like I'm trendy.
Bethany, that it's actually brilliant marketing. And I'm, kudos to you, my friend.
Because I don't want to be like, I'm in my 30s using Poshmark. I want to be like, hey, girls, I have all these cute clothes. Buy them. So I just like made a fake account.
Oh, my God. I'm dying laughing. I'm dying laughing. Maybe I'll start it. You know, the thing is, like, I have gotten requests from people, Kathleen, please sell your stuff on Poshmark. But I'm like, bitch, one day I'm going to fit into this shit. Don't you dare tell me that I should start a Poshmark.
That's the other thing is, like, I don't want people, like,
I know.
I don't want people to, like, judge anything about me. Like, oh, man, your clothes are a boat on me. Like, that makes me feel bad about myself. I don't know. I have a certain level of...
I'm laughing.
I don't know.
I'm just laughing my ass off. Can I tell you something funny that happened? Peloton. I was doing a ride yesterday with my friend Stephanie. Like we like rode at the same time, the same class. And turns out Peloton has a video chat feature. And my poor dear husband was just getting out of the shower as Stephanie like sent me a video chat and I didn't realize it. And she saw my husband naked behind me on the Peloton video chat.
Full frontal?
Well, okay. So he had a towel wrapped very low. You know, you know.
Does he know?
About? Yeah, he knew, and he ran away. But he's like, "Does Stephanie see me?" But also, I'm very curious as to how that's working. And then he peeked his head in again, like from behind the door, like.
I have one hidden video on my phone. I don't have any hidden pictures or anything, but one hidden video, because Dennis was doing something really funny naked and I don't remember what it was, but I took video of it was so mad because I think he thought I was going to immediately post it to Instagram. Like, well, yeah. Who would do that?
You're not a monster in that regard. You're a monster in many other regards, but not in that regard.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So yeah, I think that like everyone, like many coworkers have seen many coworkers' spouses naked at this point in quarantine.
Oh,
here we are.
Did you take your cat on a walk on a leash this weekend?
Sure did. Harness training them, baby. It's what you got to do.
Did your cat enjoy going outside?
She has not gone outside yet.
Oh, you just took her in the hallway?
Yeah, we're working on like, she's getting used to not being in control of where she goes. She hates it. Mm-hmm. Loki's getting used to just wearing a harness. Okay. Hates it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to be going into a lot of places that they're not used to. And so I want them to be used to wearing harnesses. And if needed, I want to be able to clip a leash on them really fast.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand.
Try to be ready.
If society didn't shame people who put cats in baby strollers and then took them on a walk, I would 100% do it. But
I would too. There's the cat on Instagram, Bone Bone, who walks everywhere in a Koopa shell backpack. And Bone Bone is the cutest dang cat with his little backpack, has all the supplies in it.
Did you do all your Thanksgiving food shopping yet? I got all of mine on Amazon Prime. I was able to do it. I didn't have to lift a finger or leave the house. It was amazing.
That's great. Yeah, I think Dennis is taking care of all of that. He said it's all good. All I have to do is bring... He has like fake booze at my house. Mm. And so I have to bring his fake booze and what else?
Some O'Doul's.
Yeah, basically. It's like classy O'Doul's. And then protein powder. That's what I'm bringing.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. Dax Shepard is openly sober and, you know, is an advocate for people who are trying to live their life free of their addictions. Kristen Bell was telling this story. I don't know if it was on a podcast or if I was reading it online, that one of their daughters in their online Zoom class was drinking an O'Doul's because... because that's what Dax Shepard drinks at night in front of the kids. And I think she got like a note from the teacher that was like, your daughter was drinking a beer in Zoom
classes. And her kids are pretty young, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty. And my dad used to buy O'Doul's for us when we were little kids. And we thought it was gross. We were like, this is disgusting. I specifically remember my dad being like, oh, you guys want to drink beer? Here's some O'Doul's.
Wait, he bought it for you?
Yeah, I think my brother requested it. My brother requested it, probably at like the age of 8 or something.
Yeah, I remember once asking to drink beer. No, I didn't even ask. I think I took a sip of my dad's beer when he wasn't looking and it tasted like straight urine.
Yeah.
And I never really have been a beer drinker ever since.
See, you need to come over and Neil will give you a beer education.
I would love a beer education.
Oh, Please. Well, you know, when quarantine is over, Bethany, you'll come over and we'll have all different types because I guarantee you like things that are sour, right? No.
Ish.
You're a vinegar lover?
I'm ish.
Because there's some really like delicious sour beers that okay. I think that you might like.
I feel like that might be okay. Or, I like a cider.
Okay.
So
like a framboise?
Sure.
You've had a framboise before?
Nope.
I'm going to send you a link. You should get yourself some raspberry framboise. I'm going to send your mom a pellet of it.
Yes, please. Will you just send her the link and then she'll get it and then I'll pay her back.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Should we, Vanessa?
We should talk to Vanessa, talk about Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, taste buds.
Kathleen, we're heading into the holiday season and there is at least one person on your list who is impossible to shop for, right?
There are like 10,000 people on my list who are impossible to shop for because I am notoriously bad at giving gifts. Bethany, the only person that I seem to get okay gifts for is you for some reason.
It's because they want everything.
I know you better than anyone else in my life.
That is why we have partnered with Crate Joy and we're so excited about it. Crate Joy is the one great place where you can shop thousands of subscriptions no matter the interest. It's the world's first and only subscription box marketplace.
You can shop over thousands of unique boxes and gifts for just about anyone in your life. Even better, you get to choose the subscription length so you're not locked into anything because, you know, like sometimes a year is too expensive and you only want to give them like 1 month or 2 months. Crate Joy can do that for you.
So if you go on their website, you can find subscription boxes for people who love plants. They have an entire section on subscription boxes that are good for introverts. We all know the one person who's like, I don't know what you like to do because you're always in your house.
Yeah.
Give them a box good for introverts.
And I'm so bad at buying gifts for the men in my life because I'm like, what do you like? I don't know. I'm clueless. If I were to try and put together some of these amazing men category boxes, like the sock box or the fishing box or the comic book box, it would be a disaster if I tried to do it myself. Crate Joy is doing all the work for you. Look, a lot of us are not going to be seeing our families for the holidays this year. And it's very annoying to buy something, wrap it up, and then have to ship it. No, because you're probably buying it online in the first place. Save yourself the hassle. Do your holiday shopping for everyone on your list at Crate Joy.
So give it a shot. If you're looking to give the perfect gift or to treat yourself, you can shop thousands of subscription boxes all in one place. And get 30% off of your first box when you sign up at cratejoy.com/taste.
Sign up today at cratejoy.com/taste and get 30% off of your first box and early access to all of Crate Joy's holiday specials.
Crate Joy. Get joy delivered right to your door.
Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. Today, we are chatting with Vanessa Rosetto, registered dietitian and co-founder of Kulina Health, a nutrition and health coaching service. Welcome to the pod, Vanessa.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So we're talking to you. I mean, we're going into Thanksgiving, and this is a holiday that has turned into just food. Food, food, food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it starts at Halloween. I'm always like, that first Reese's peanut butter cup is the descent. It's the descent. Like the other day, I ate six of them. Why? Who would have eaten six?
And when they're shaped like a pumpkin, they taste better.
They taste
some
better.
Reason.
Also, when they're tiny, they don't count.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, especially with anxiety for many people at an all-time high due to the pandemic, we wanted to reach out to you for some tips on not overdoing it and curbing emotional eating during the holiday season.
Yeah, totally. So I always say first, you know, Thanksgiving or Halloween comes and then, you know, all the kids get the Halloween candy. Some of us just buy the Halloween candy, whether or not trick-or-treaters show up.
Totally.
So I always say, like, get a little stash and like eat whatever it is that you're going to have like in that one day. And then the rest, like my neighbor is such a genius and she bought like a pumpkin downstairs with all the candy. And she was like, I just leave it for the delivery people. I'm like, you are so smart.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So then we all go down and we drop all of our candy. Cause you know, before I used to send the candy to the office with my husband.
Yep. Yeah.
Cause you know, I'm a dietitian, so I can't obviously be bringing candy to my office. So I give it to my husband, but now there's no office to go to.
Yeah.
So we leave it down for the delivery people. And seriously, in 4 days, it's gone. which either means we have a lot of packages and like a shopping disorder.
Well, I mean, we all are shopping our way through the pandemic. So
I'm like, I keep buying clothes. People are like, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know. So, so that's like a really quick and easy thing to do, right? Like, so get rid of all that Halloween candy because you're going to get candy at chocolate and, you know, there's desserts and things like that to eat.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I always say to people, like, take a step, right? You don't need to starve yourself in anticipation of all the things that you're going to be attending. So if you're going out for like drinks with your friends, don't starve yourself all day. You need to eat breakfast, lunch, have some snacks. Definitely have snacks on those days, because then if you're having a drink or two, you're not going to have that propensity to start eating things that maybe you don't want to eat. Listen, if you want to eat the appetizer with your friends and the candies and the whatever, and you don't care, that's fine. But a lot of people do care and a lot of people do overdo it and they feel some kind of guilt or whatever. So this is a really smart way to say, hey, I'm perfectly fueled. Maybe even eat dinner before you go out and say, I'm not going to have any apps. I'm going to have my dinner. So now you're just enjoying those drinks. Yeah. And that's the indulgence that you were going to have. Okay. Also, you don't need to attend every single thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like y'all can stay home.
I mean, that's my favorite place to be is home, you know?
Exactly.
And like, the thing I think that this pandemic has been good for is really making us appreciate the people that we do want to risk seeing, right?
Correct.
And like figuring out who is worth it and who doesn't serve you, who doesn't make you feel great, who is worth like venturing out and being 6 feet away from for Thanksgiving or for whatever.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, I love that tip about eating breakfast and lunch, because often on holidays when I know there's going to be a lot of food, I starve myself the whole day in preparation to gorge for dinner. And then I get to, you know, my mother-in-law's house and there's all this food around and I find myself eating things that I don't even really like, just because I'm hungry. Like I'm starving when I get
there. You're not able to ward off hunger if you haven't eaten. Every single cell in your body craves glucose. So if you're not giving yourself any carbs or any food throughout the day, by the time it gets to be 4 or 5 o'clock when the food is being served, there is absolutely no way for you not to overeat. It's just not possible. And then you become kind of like kind of crazy a little bit because because you're not thinking clearly. I'm always like, did you have carbs today? If you seem crazy, you need to eat a carb, something, fruit, a piece of toast, something.
Yeah.
So you're not able to think clearly. And then you're not able to make the right choices because it's not possible. You are starving. So that is 100%. I'm always like, guys, you need to eat properly in the day before you hit that meal, because otherwise it all bets are off.
And when we're like with family, we need to be thinking clearly, because you need to figure out like, I'm not going to let Uncle Derek throw me off my game by talking about, you know, how I'm unmarried and don't have children. Like you need to have your wits about you, which requires a certain amount of nutrition in your brain.
Yes. Especially like my cousins and I, we have this one aunt that will literally drive you into alcoholism. And we just like sit in a corner and we're like, and it's always like, who's going to take her? Because you know she's going to be alive forever. I'm like,
I know. They're the ones who live forever just because of rage and spite. Yep.
Correct. So this is where we're at. Yeah.
Vanessa, what is a good example of a breakfast that I should make myself on like maybe Thanksgiving morning or Christmas morning to keep me fueled throughout the day?
Yeah. Okay. Now, don't be afraid of this, because this, when I give people this breakfast, they look at me like I'm nuts. And I'm like, trust me. It is. I do a third of a cup of oats with a third of a cup of almond milk, because all the people in this house are lactose intolerant except for me. So now I'm by default. And then, and so like 1 minute, you know, you cook it and I'll do a tablespoon of chia in the bowl. And then I dump the oats in there because chia needs liquid to swell. So I stir it up. Then I'll do a teaspoon of peanut butter and 1 cup of raspberries. So now,
great.
Let me tell you about this. Why this is the perfect dense breakfast. You could also make it cold. We could make overnight oats, put it all in a jar and put it in the fridge, eat it the next day, whatever. Because you've got fiber from the chia. 2 tablespoons of chia is 11 grams of fiber.
Wow.
1 cup of raspberries is 8 grams of fiber. So now you're at 19. Women need 25. Men need 35. So now we're almost to our fiber intake.
Yeah.
Then you have a little bit of fiber from the oats. You have protein and fat from the almond milk and the peanut butter. This is going to keep you full until lunch.
This is amazing.
It's amazing. But people are like, I can't eat carbs. I'm like, remember in the 80s when everybody ate carbs and they were skinny? Y'all need to go back to that.
Yeah. Carbs aren't bad. It's like, does it drive you crazy when certain food fads fully take over and then we move on to something else and everyone's just like left afraid of everything?
Yes. Like, you know, when these people come into my office and they're like, so I don't eat carbs because my body doesn't really like them. And you're like, and they start talking to you like very scientifically. And for 1 minute, you're like, wait, you don't know what you're talking about.
It's like, you're here for a reason because I'm the expert.
Yeah. But like, they come in with like, so I was reading this study and then you're like, what study is it? And they're like, it was in Shape. And like, I love you, Shape magazine. But like, that was just a hypothesis. The study was 6 people. That was not a study. Like, let me teach you how to read a study, how a study works. So they'll come in and they'll tell you all about like the keto and the this and the that. And I'm like, guys, let's just go back to basics.
Yeah.
Let's just eat the food that makes us feel good.
Yeah.
Let's just stop trying to restrict. If we stopped trying to restrict all the time, then we wouldn't have these issues of like binging and overeating, right? Mm-hmm. Like, no, you can't eat a sleeve of cookies. Like, intuitively, my body wants me to eat, you know, Doritos because that's intuitive eating for me.
Yeah.
But it's okay if I have some Doritos. That's all right. I'm not doing that every single day. And so it's like, what's in line with your goal? Is your goal to have like better gut health? Is your goal to lose 10 pounds? Like, whatever that is. And then we reach that goal in a sensible way that doesn't make you lose your mind. So I always say to people, you have 35 chances to eat well. If you could do that 32 times, you should be able to achieve whatever goal it is.
Ooh, I love this.
35 chances. That's how many meals we eat in a week.
3 meals and 2 snacks per day.
Wow. I'm writing this down.
I never thought about it like that before.
And so think about it. It can apply to anything, right? So you could say, I want to be plant-based. Okay, I want to have more plant-based meals than meat meals. Great. Yeah. So I'm going to make sure that 2 or 3 of my meals each day are plant-based.
Yeah.
So what does that look like? You can have those oats for breakfast. You could have almonds for a snack. You could have a turkey burger for lunch.
Yeah.
You could have an apple for another snack. And then you could have a piece of chicken with vegetables or whatever at dinner. So like, you hit your goal. And so then you don't get discouraged. Or let's say we're all together and we want to go out to dinner because it's whatever, you know, and I don't want to drink or I don't want to have dessert. Well, it's okay because you've been hitting your goals all week. So you all have 35 meals and only this one meal where you went and you had drinks and you had cookies and whatever, you'll still lose weight. You'll still, literally, people will be like, I went out to drinks with my friends and I had dessert and I still lost 4 pounds. I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. But when you start restricting and doing all kinds of crazy things where you can only eat this macro, then the second you just go off the path, then the weight balloons up and then people get discouraged and then you hate yourself and it's a whole vicious cycle and you never climb out of the hole.
I know all about that. Oh, I know all about that hole.
I mean, we've talked about this on the pod before, Vanessa, that Kathleen and I are both very open about how we both have eating disorders. And like, I don't know about you, Kathleen, but like mine is back. Like I was talking to my nutritionist. I see her now. I used to see her once a month. Now I see her every week because she said at the beginning of quarantine, people who were in active eating disorder treatment actually did really well. In like what she was seeing. And I don't know, Vanessa, if you were seeing the same thing, but like people who, for example, have like binge eating problems, being around all that food, they actually did really well because it was this adrenaline. We're going to do this. I'm going to make this work. Like I'm fighting my demons and I'm going to win. But as it just went on month after month, after month, after month, it's really tough. And you're surrounded by the thing that is, it's like being in the same house with your abuser, your whatever. It's, you're stuck in a house with food and you can't not have food. How are people handling it in what you've seen?
It's really tough for a lot of people. Like, I mean, everybody is struggling in some way, right? Mm-hmm. And like you say, 40% of people have disordered eating.
Wow.
In some capacity.
Yeah.
Like, let that sink in. By the way, you need food to live.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult to have have this eating disorder or disordered eating and be stuck in your house.
Yes.
And you know, your kids are home all the time and you have a new puppy and your husband is annoying and the neighbors are just run up and down and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my mind and I don't want to become an alcoholic. So I'm going to eat cookies.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what is the best way to deal with this situation?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to eat these cookies right now. And so that's like the thing where there's a line, right? And like, you got to eat food and it's okay if every day isn't perfect. But if you can say that in your mind, like 35 times, there's like a little switch. It doesn't matter if you eat the cookies. It doesn't matter if you eat the lava cakes. It doesn't matter if you have a glass of wine. It really doesn't. It's just that, are you going to have this sense of shame around it? Are you going to feel defeated around that? So let's give you the tools so you don't have those feelings.
Yeah.
My practice is blown up over COVID.
It's gotten crazy.
Like, because first of all, we're like 95% insurance based. So people are like, check.
Wow.
We're telehealth. Check.
Yep.
And COVID is not going away and I've gained 20 pounds. What do I do? So they're like, okay, can we talk to you? Can you help us? And so it's a work in progress. And, you know, you vacillate. Sometimes the eating disorder is back. It's full blown because you, like, where can you go? Mm-hmm. How can you shift perspective? What are the things you can do to get out of this space? Like, maybe you really don't feel comfortable going outside of your house. Mm-hmm. Then what are you supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always tell people, like, you want to go on your Zoom with your friends? Like, that's fine. But, like, there doesn't need to be alcohol surrounding this, right? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. or go on a socially distant walk with your friends or go by yourself. Like, put your AirPods on and walk. I walk all around Hoboken all the time with the dog, five, six miles with my headphones. I get mad though when people are like, I see you walking all the time. Can I come with you? I'm like,
you're like, this is my me time, biatch. Step up.
Yeah. I was like, this is not making me go home and eat. Like, I don't want
to. I'm on a journey or a mission to get to make tea more popular, like tea with friends.
Yeah.
Bethany and I did an episode on why the English love tea so much. And I actually had a friend over to sit on my steps in front of my house. And I made a pot of tea and I brought it down outside with two mugs. And she brought like little tea cookies. And it was so lovely because we hung out and then I went back up to my apartment and I didn't feel like shit because I just like downed half a bottle of wine.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, you're going to feel like shit, but like, it's like Stockholm syndrome. We like normalize that like weird, shitty feeling because it's like what we're most comfortable with.
Yeah.
So we want to like go back to it, but it's like, why do you want to go back to feeling bad? Why do you want to go back to tossing and turning all night? I can't tolerate sugar. If I eat like too many cookies or whatever, I wake up in the middle of the night sweating and it's in the middle of the night. So you're like, am I drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I ate too many cookies. Like, it's just this really crazy thing. And I feel like we all are going to need like deep, deep, like shock therapy once COVID is over. But, but meditating, you know, just like trying to like love yourself and also being open and honest, because if you're struggling like this, you'll be surprised. Talk to your friends. They're all feeling the same exact way.
Yeah. So I think my strategy for Thanksgiving is making a plethora of vegetables. And Vanessa, I was on your Instagram and this past Sunday, you posted the most gorgeous photo of you cutting radishes and your caption. And this really, I was like, oh, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. I copied and pasted your caption here so I could read it. You said, these little gems are rich in antioxidants and minerals like calcium and potassium. Together, these nutrients help lower your blood pressure and reduce your risks for heart disease. The radish is also a really good source of nitrates that help improve blood flow. And I was like, you know, maybe I should make a list of all of the things that I want to make, veggies I want to make for Thanksgiving, and then also write a little paragraph of what they do, like the good that they do for my body.
That's a great idea.
I love that. That's so cute. Maybe you can also like, I don't know, if you like set the food up at like stations, you can like put a little card and like other people can like see it. And like, I think it's so, my father canceled Thanksgiving. That's the whole other podcast. But I love radishes. They're really great. You can grill them. You can just, I take like organic greens and I just like put them on a pan so I like them to be wilted. And then I'll like throw some shaved Parmesan and then I'll put radishes on top and some scallions. And like, you can do a lot with little vegetables that you wouldn't ever think about.
Yeah.
Have to explore. So yes, a lot of vegetables, a lot.
Yeah.
And then, but also have the things that you like too. So like, a little bit of stuffing, a little bit of mashed potato, mm-hmm. a little bit of mac and cheese. Like, there, half the plate is vegetable and then turkey and gravy. Because mm-hmm. then you know you gotcha. Want pie after.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're going to need a glass of wine, because if you have to talk to your aunt or your uncle, yeah. you're going to need to
okay.
drink.
So that brings up my next question, which is, do you have advice for what people should say when, and we're going to say when and not if, because it's going to be when mm-hmm. a relative or a friend says something either about your body or what you're eating, how do you come back to that person? And we were even talking, Kathleen, in the previous episode, like the guy at Trader Joe's jokingly said to you and your brother, Kathleen, like, are you just eating for two? Because there was yeah. so much food. And most people yeah. would laugh, but that would make me like so incredibly sensitive. So how do you yeah. come back to that?
Well, I tell people, like, you know, that's about you, not me, right?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like,
I love that.
Like, oh, like, you're not having any drinks today? That's not about me. That's about you. No, I'm not. I don't have. It, why do you, I don't care that you're having drinks. I'm not asking you why you're having them.
Yeah.
So why are you asking me why I'm not having them?
That's like the adult version of, I know what you are, but what am I? Or
right. yeah. yeah. Or, because what happens is you fill a role in everybody's life, right?
Yeah.
So if you're the yeah. one that's always eating the desserts, and now all the desserts come to the table and you're like, oh, I don't want, I'm good. I don't need any. And everyone's like, oh, are you on a diet? Or, no, I don't want them. Thank you.
Thanks.
But if you want them, you're free to have them. I'm not judging you. So you need to stop judging me. Just like, Why aren't you drinking? Because I don't feel like it.
Yeah. And I'm not asking you why you've had three glasses of wine yes. so far.
And that's what you have to say. I'm not asking you why you are doing something. Yeah. So why are you asking me why I'm not? Because then yeah. they have to look at themselves. Because the problem is they have issues with alcohol. Mm-hmm. They have issues with self-control. They have issues about not wanting the dessert, but wanting the dessert. And they can't reconcile that. But they have to make yeah. it about you and how you're the problem. Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. I also love what you said, like, we fill a role in everyone's life. It's true. Mm-hmm. And the second you try to break out of that,
they don't like it.
People don't know what to do. People don't know what to do with it.
That's right. It's a jealousy thing, because they see you, like, making moves, making changes, growing in whatever capacity that is. And they want to do the same thing, but mm-hmm. they don't know how. And instead of being honest and saying, I really also want to not overeat, but I'm just, like, not sure how to do it. And, like, having an open dialogue, yeah. they have to make it about how, like, you have some kind of defective personality.
This is my mind. I, like, I'm going to go back and listen to this interview and write down everything.
I'm legit taking notes, friends.
I love it.
Vanessa, what advice would you give to someone who is thinking about getting a nutritionist but is scared to take that first step?
So a lot of nutritionists, I mean, at least we do, I think most people do, have intro calls. So I let anybody, you know, what happens often is that I'll go on a podcast or I'll go on the radio and people will like how I sound. And so then they'll call my office manager and be like, I can only work with Vanessa. And then my office manager is lovely. And she's like, this person was really adamant. I'm like, it's fine. Put them on the phone with me. She's like, I don't care. Cause they're, like, dialed in. They like, you guys are into what I'm saying. And it's like, I can relate to this person. I'm like, I'm resonating. It's resonating. And I'm so excited. So then what happens is I will take that first intro call and listen to everything that person is struggling with, whatever that is. And I will literally say to them, I've said, listen, you've got a full-blown eating disorder and I'm not the person that should help you. And this is a colleague of mine that can. Or you require this, this, and this. And that might not be my strong suit, but I have people in my practice that I have personally trained that can help you. And if you don't like that person, you can come back to me and let me know. And I'm expecting for you to give me some feedback. Often they're like, that you were so right. This person was so great. And I'm like, I told you. Yeah. So I let people talk to me and, like, get a vibe, because I'm really prescriptive in the way that I counsel. That's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm like, you know, I love you very hard. I'm a warm person. Like, you're in the family. I'm going to drag you over the finish line. That's my job. So I will die for you, you know, and people feel that and they want that kind of cheering. Because the whole thing is that there's a lot of finessing when you have a nutritionist. There's a lot of up and down. Weight loss is not linear. Achieving any goal is not a linear process. And so you need to understand that. And your practitioner needs to be really committed to you. And you need to be back committed to them. Mm. right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, there needs to be a lot of honesty, a lot of compromise, and a lot of just, like, working together. You know, I have these people that'll come to me, and they'll be like, I drink juice every day, but now I'm working with you, and I'm never going to drink juice again. I'm like, that's not going to work.
No.
You're going to be drinking juice real soon.
Yeah. I'm like, you need to keep drinking juice this week. They're like, what? I'm like, just do it. Listen to me. Like, because I'm trying to make people feel good about themselves and give them success. If I give you small wins throughout the week, you feel motivated. Mm-hmm. That is the way for this whole thing to work. It's not easy. Everyone struggles. Even the person who has their weight like beautifully, seemingly under control and doesn't seem, mm-hmm. you know, to be struggling with something, they're struggling with something that you just don't know about.
So if someone is listening to this podcast and they're like, I need to get in touch with Vanessa, she is the girl for me. Where can people find you online?
They can find me at kalinahealth.com. If you go to our website though, it will say that you can't book with me. So you'll have to, you'll have to message Amanda, yeah. And she will get you to me, and we'll get you into, you know, I've been taking people, but it's on a limited basis.
And you are a fabulous follow on Instagram. Shout Thank out your Instagram account.
It's Vanessa Rosetto RD. It is very fun. I've got food. Beautiful. I've got Freddie, my psychotic golden doodle, but he's he gets a lot of likes. He gets a lot of likes.
So. And that's, Kulina, C-U-L-I-N-A, correct?
Yes.
And we'll also link it in the show notes.
Cool. Yes.
You're wonderful. And I think the reason, like, I'm just close to tears all the time. Anytime, like, we talk about food on the podcast, but, like, you especially. And I think it's because food for most people is, like, we do it communally, but at the end of the day, it is one of the most personal things we do because we are putting something literally inside That's our right. own bodies. And so, I think anybody who's struggled with food, and it doesn't just have to be eating disorders, it can be anything, it's a very lonely problem. And you sort of forget that you can have an ally in it because we're so used to reading articles online of how to eat better or, you know, knowing what your friend said and trying to do that or thinking you can just figure it out yourself. And once you realize that there is another person who is trained to help you and make you feel not alone, I think that is just kind of, it's a mind blower, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people don't understand what dietitians really actually do. And we are really trained and we've gone to school and we're like, you know, we go to school and we stand next to nurses and doctors in a lot of our classes. So mm-hmm. we are really trained and it's a helping profession. So I just want people to feel good about themselves. That's it. It's like so simple. Like there's so much in life to feel like shit about. Like yeah. don't let it be about what you eat because you have to do that. You have to do that.
Yeah.
So that, yes. you know what I mean? Like you have to eat. So you can't feel bad about that.
No, yeah. you have to eat to live, right? Yeah. I love that. Well, Vanessa, you are officially, I guess how I should say this, you are the official Acquired Taste podcast dietitian now.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
yes.
you. I'm here for that on your business card.
I'm here for that all the time. You know, y'all, I will talk to you guys. You just send me a note, whatever you need. I will help you.
Thank you so much. And I hope that we can talk to you again soon on the pod.
Yeah. See you soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bethany.
Yes.
In our Acquired Taste Facebook fan group the other day, somebody wrote, I'm looking for self-care items because I want to treat myself. And I jumped in right away with the first comment, get yourself a Brush electric toothbrush.
I have used so many different toothbrushes in my life, including electric toothbrushes, and I have never had the fresh from the dentist feel the way I do with Brush. They have different modes. So I think there's 6 different modes. I have really sensitive teeth and gums. And so there's a gentle mode. There's a mode if you're looking to whiten. There's a, you know, just like a general clean mode. It cleans your teeth at 31,000 movements a minute. Manual toothbrushes top out at just 300. There's no comparison.
I feel like I've come back from the dentist every time I use this toothbrush. And oral health means a lot to me because I had a cavity last year that didn't go so well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I've not loved electric toothbrushes in the past because I don't have any outlets in my bathroom because I live in a very old building. And so I haven't had any counter space to plug in a bulky electric toothbrush stand. Brush is different. It goes a really long time on one charge. And the charger is like this tiny little magnetic stand and you just charge it and then you're good to go for a very long time. It's slick, it's clean, it's easy to use.
So if you're looking to get a Brush a brush, toothbrush, you can get 25% off of everything store-wide during the Black Friday sale from now until December 1st when you use our promo code TASTE at brush, BRUUSH.com.
Try it 90 days risk-free and get a two-year warranty. That's BRUUSH.com, promo code TASTE.
Brush.
Kathleen, we're obviously in a time right now where people want to stay connected even though they can't see each other.
Mm-hmm.
I have found the perfect gift to get somebody to make you feel like you're way more connected.
I think I know what you're going to say, but do tell, Bethany.
It is a skylight frame. So here's what a skylight frame is. It's a photo frame you can update instantly by email from anywhere.
Wait, are you saying it's an electric picture frame?
Yes.
That I can give to my mom?
Yes.
Or my grandma or my aunt?
Yes.
And then I send pictures directly to that frame so they can see the pictures instantly?
Yes, exactly. And they can like swipe through the pictures with their finger. It's super easy. So everyone in the family can just email photos to this personal skylight email address and then the pictures pop up in that person's frame in seconds.
Okay, I'm acting like I've never heard of this product before. I have one. I love it. I gave it to my mom and my brother is the favorite child.
Yeah.
So I just want to remind my mom that I exist. I set it up in her house and I just send selfies every day to the skylight frame. And my mom was like, oh, well, that's not a great picture of you. I'm like, thanks, mom. Thanks.
I have one in my living room and I was trying to scare Dennis by acting like an undead character from this movie called Carnival of Souls. So I put on really dark eye makeup and white face paint. And then I also uploaded a picture of one of these scary characters to my skylight frame. So when Dennis came home, I walked out. The scary picture was in the frame and so was I. Like, right? So it's really fun. You can actually have a lot of fun with it. And then every once in a while, if you've just like had a conversation with a family member, they're having a hard day, you can like send them a sweet message, like put it in a photo or like a little message of encouragement will pop up.
Listen, all jokes aside, it really is a cool, it's this black frame, it has white matte. It looks like a real beautiful photo frame that you could put in your house and be proud of, not like the embarrassing picture frames that, you know, sometimes people give you as gifts. Skylight Frame even has a gorgeous 10-inch touchscreen. You can swipe through photos with your finger, even tap to thank people when they send you a photo.
So now, as a special offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter the code TASTE.
That's right. To get $10 off of your purchase of a skylight frame, all you have to do is go to skylightframe.com and enter the code TASTE at checkout.
That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, promo code TASTE.
This frame is so easy. Even your dad that doesn't know how to use the internet is going to be able to use it. I promise. Bethany, do you know what's on the menu yet for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Dennis bought roasts, vegan roasts. He said plural, so two, I'm thinking, roasts.
What does a vegan roast consist of?
I think it's probably tofu-based, is my guess. With just like a lot of, I don't know, turkey spices. I don't know. And then we're doing, I think, mashed sweet potatoes and cranberries and like stuffing. And I mean, just like really traditional, nothing crazy. We're not going off the rails at all. And then I think we bought 2 containers of coconut whipped cream and like a lot of coconut based ice cream. I think that we're just going to be eating our feelings the whole time.
Nom, nom, nom,
yeah.
Nom.
What about you? You're doing it with Neil's parents?
We're doing Thanksgiving with Neil's mom and his uncle. And I just got word that my nieces are quarantined and so is my brother-in-law because my brother-in-law is a teacher. My nieces are in elementary school and they've all been exposed from different cases.
Oh, no.
And so after we have this podcast, I have to have a conversation with Neil that maybe we shouldn't be going to his mom's house. But I will tell you this, because it's only 4 of us, his uncle and his mom and me and myself. Me and myself. Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's early. It's early.
Mom and uncle and him and myself. Wow. Me, myself, and I. I'm scaling back. So I'm only making 3 of my signature dishes this year.
How many of your signature dishes do you normally make?
I make a lot. So rosemary mac and cheese. Okay.
Oh my God, that's amazing sounding. I've never had it.
Oh God, Bethany, it's so good. So good. And Neil's uncle, who's like he's a little bit picky, asks me for that recipe. And I'm like, I'm not giving you my recipe because it's online. It's from like 352.
Because it's literally just something he could Google himself.
And then I'm going to make, and this year I'm putting a little spin on it. I always do roasted carrots of some sort.
Delicious.
This year, I got this recipe from thefeedfeed.com. I'm going to make maple roasted carrots with ginger beet tahini dressing.
Ooh, that sounds, is that from the list of the vegan foods you gave me?
So yeah, I sent you a menu from, I think it was from thefeedfeed.com. It was a whole menu that people can make of all vegan items for Thanksgiving. And I think you and Dennis should like try some of those out.
Yeah, there was a couple, the cranberries, it was like an orange cranberry something or other that was like, I cursory glanced at it and then sent it to Dennis and was like, let's make some of it. And
you could be the sous chef. And then I'm going to do, I always do a Brussels sprout too of some sort. And I usually do it with bacon. I'm just not feeling the bacon this year. So I'm going to do a miso honey brown butter roasted Brussels sprout.
That sounds delicious.
Brown
butter. I have a lot of respect for people who are in charge of the cooking portion of Thanksgiving. I think it's very hard. I've never had to do it. I've never been involved. It's not something I care too much about, but I do enjoy that other people do it and respect. So if you are cooking for Thanksgiving this year, gentle listener, whether it's like for a huge gathering of people you've been living with this whole time or like a very small group of people, enjoy it. And thank you from those of us who are non-cookers.
You know, I was looking up alternative Thanksgiving things to make this year online last night. You can make Thanksgiving sushi.
Ooh.
Do you want me to tell you how to do that?
Yeah.
Please hold while this loads on my iPad.
As we learned from the bonus episode this week, don't make sushi if you have your period, because according to legend, it will taste weird.
What about Thanksgiving sushi? There's no ahi tuna in that.
So dumb.
You just like take Pillsbury dough, you know, and then unroll it and then put like mashed potatoes and stuffing and turkey and gravy and cranberry sauce all inside, roll it up. Thanksgiving sushi.
So it's sushi only in that it's rolled.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving tacos.
Also great.
If you're looking for something alternative this year, right? Yeah. Thanksgiving pizza.
Fuck yeah, I'd eat that. So what is it? It's like a...
Instead of sauce, you use gravy. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then you put some mozzarella cheese, some turkey, some stuffing all on a pizza dough. Stick that sucker in the oven.
I'd eat the hell out of that.
Hell yeah.
I'll eat most things if it's in pizza form.
Thanksgiving egg rolls.
Yes.
Hold the phone. Hold the phone, bitch.
I forgot egg rolls exist.
I love a good egg roll, but it's got to be like not too greasy, not too undercooked. It's just got to be like just the right, like the porridge from that story with the bears.
Goldilocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also find it like palatably, not palatably. Like my palate finds it offensive when it's a spring roll, when I wanted it to be
like a
fried roll, you know, like when it's wrapped in something I can see through, I get really disappointed and mad at myself for not realizing the difference, because I don't want that.
Sometimes you order mini egg rolls and they show up and it's just a spring roll. I'm like, this is bullshit. Yeah. It's bullshit.
That's different. That's not what I wanted at all.
Okay. So about 30 minutes before we started podcasting today, I sent you some instrumental music, Bethany, to Sleigh Ride.
Kathleen.
And I asked you if you could come up with a song for our special Thanksgiving episode, which is this episode.
Yeah, you... Okay, so we are always like panicked to get ready for the show.
Yeah.
And so about 30 minutes before we do the show, guaranteed I'm in the bathroom doing makeup. Mm-hmm. Because now that we film it, we have to be camera ready. Mm. And so you text me this song and you're like, okay, can you come up with lyrics for this? And I was like, yes, absolutely. Because you know I love a good improv. Yeah. But I didn't realize you had already come up with lyrics for yours. So
Bethany, I'm going to play the song for you. I got to play it. You know, we've been talking about getting like a little inside baseball about maybe getting some new equipment so we can play things on this podcast.
Yeah. Like anytime you hear us like pulling the curtain back, anytime you hear us play audio, like voicemails that we react to or sound effects or like audio from a, you know, a story one of us is doing, that all gets added after the fact by Charlotte. We're listening to it on tiny speakers from our phones very quietly away from the microphone so it doesn't bleed, but it has to be added later, and we want to be able to not have to do that.
I would love to not have to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, open up messages. I can't find my messages app on my iPad.
That feels
Has
like
ever happened to you
one.
On your phone when you lose an app and you just can't for life, you can't find it?
That's never happened to me.
What? Get
never.
Out of here.
No.
Okay. Bethany,
literally
you,
never happened.
Are you ready? Do you need to like pull up some lyrics, or like are you just gonna?
No, you didn't give me time to write lyrics. Right. I have no lyrics. I'm going to have to make this up.
I'm going to cue you when to start.
But we're on a delay, aren't we?
No, I think it'll work. It'll work. Listen, you don't start as soon as you think you start, okay? So let's see how this works.
Wait, am I going first or are you going first?
You're
going
to go first.
Oh, God damn it. What's the song again?
It's Sleigh Ride, Bethany. It's like one of the most popular holiday songs of all time. Even though it wasn't written to be a holiday song, it was just written as an homage to winter. This guy, Leonard Leroy, started it in 1946, finished it in 1948 or 7 or something like that. Anyway, it's very old.
You just know this?
I was doing a little bit of reading on Sleigh Ride before we started this pod. Okay.
You also did research on it? You didn't just write your lyrics, you also researched the song. You are setting me up for failure. And you know what? I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Let's go.
It was started in Woodbury, Connecticut, finished in Brooklyn. Okay.
Is that how far the sleigh ride was?
Back then, yes.
Okay, so I'm making this about Thanksgiving, right? That's the rule?
Yeah, it's about Thanksgiving. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to start. Okay, not yet, not yet. Okay. Now.
Nope.
No, not yet, not yet. Okay, now.
Let's get it in the car and then we'll go to the place for the feast. Nope, I got to start over. One more time. Edit. Redo.
Okay. I'm going to.
I got flustered.
Bethany, damn it. I lost the app again. Hey, Siri. Can you open up my messages app?
It's like when my grandma loses the mouse cursor on her computer.
Oh, no. My phone, which we're recording this podcast on, thinks I'm talking to it. Is it still recording video? You know how you can change the name of your Echo? I wonder if you can do that with all your different Siris. Because I get Siri on my laptop now, too.
Oh, gosh.
And I'd like to just call them, like, I don't know.
Monica.
Monica, Rachel, and Phoebe.
Yeah.
Okay, not yet.
I know.
Okay, not yet. And not yet, but after this. You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Uncle Todd, let's get in the car and drive. Because we've been in the house together this whole damn time. And so we can be together because we are of the same pod. And we won't spread coronavirus to the rest of the bods. I'm gonna get in my car with you and drive to the feast. We're driving around the block, you see. Because the feast is just gonna be at our home. We're not going anywhere because we're not allowed to roam. So let's get all our clothes on and we'll put on a dress. Then we're gonna get in the house and we'll be a mess. Hey, where did the song go? I'm singing to myself.
I don't know.
I don't even worry about it because I do this all the time. Anyway,
that was
there's
good,
a birthday
Bethany.
Party
good.
At the home of Uncle Jim. But we couldn't go because we haven't been with him. And my uncle had another party with his boyfriend Todd, but Todd doesn't quarantine and he got really sick in his bod. But Todd didn't quarantine, so he got really sick in his bod. So we are gonna sit in this house, just you and me. We'll have Thanksgiving party for the three of us. Cause I didn't tell you first, but I adopted a dog. And here he is. His name is Richard. Isn't he cute?
Richard.
How was that?
Bethany, that was an excellent ad lib.
Thank
you.
It was. It's good. It's fine. I could have done better, but whatever. I think it's your turn. I'm excited to hear it.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food? I'm going to take a break and I'm going to, because my song is really going to dazzle you.
We are all over the place.
I'm going to do the song in a little bit. I just don't want to show you up. So first I want to know what your favorite Thanksgiving food is.
My favorite Thanksgiving food is stuffing. Mm. Stuffing. And then I want a crescent roll on the side and I want cranberries. Mm-hmm. If that's the only food that was ever at Thanksgiving,
yeah,
I'd be happy.
Be happy, yeah.
What's yours?
Stuffing, mashed potatoes. I'm a dark meat turkey girl.
Ooh, girl.
So when people are like, oh, I only eat the breast, I'm like, good for you because I get to eat the rest of it. And I love interesting vegetables, which is why I'm always in charge of making like a lot of veggies.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, before we go into your song and you show me up, do you want to do a couple of really quick Would You Rathers, which I brought to the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so funny because I listed Do, Marry, Kill Thanksgiving sides. And I was going to ask you if you wanted to fuck the stuffing, kill the turkey. Sorry.
I'll kill the turkey and then I'll fuck that stuffing. Okay. So this is either to help change the subject at the dinner table when things get political or as a team building exercise. Okay.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Kathleen, would you rather be wrongly convicted of murder or rightly convicted of murder?
Who am I killing?
I don't know. Whoever you want.
Rightly convicted of murder.
Yeah, why?
100%. Yeah, because then I wouldn't feel like I'm stuck in jail for no reason. I would be like, yeah, reap what you sow.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only reason to potentially go wrongly convicted is that you maybe have more of a chances of getting it overturned on appeal.
Oh, yeah. I understand that, but...
you know?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Cool. But with our judicial system the way it is.
That's a good one. You know what, Bethany?
Okay.
We're going to put this list on our website because this is a good list to have. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather discover that a recently deceased close relative was a war criminal, but you get their billions of dollars, or discover that they were beloved royalty, but they died broke?
War criminal.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that blood money.
Their sins are not my sins. What would you pick?
I think war criminal too, but I would then take like 3/4 of the money and set it up as some sort of charity for the group of people that my war criminal relative like decimated and was awful to and try to like help.
Yeah.
But I would just make sure my rent was paid in a little bit more comfortable of a manner.
And like buy some Apple stock. It split recently, so it's, right, it's more affordable now. I have a friend who won't do... This is really juicy. She won't do 23andMe because she thinks that her grandfather was potentially a Nazi doctor. And it's not that he was evil. It was just that if you were in Germany and you were an MD, you were forced to do things. But they did change their last name when they moved to this country.
Whoa.
To sound Italian instead of German.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's a podcast I listen to. Pretty well-known podcast where one of the hosts, like, they don't really talk about it anymore too much, but I think his grandfather was a World War II soldier in Germany. And, like, there maybe is some memorabilia in his house that, like, they don't really talk about.
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, I think that if you have German relatives of a certain era, it's very possible if they were in the military that, you know, people don't really talk about it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's an interesting topic. Why won't you do 23andMe? Yeah. I think that's very interesting.
Very interesting.
Okay, would you rather follow current coronavirus quarantine rules for the rest of your life?
Oh, God.
Or risk it and agree to follow whatever the next new pandemic's rules are?
Risk it. What would you do?
I think I'd take the current.
What? I mean, yeah, because it's like not that bad.
Yeah, it's like the devil you know, right? I think because we don't know what, you know, it's like every 100 years there's one of these, right? So the next one could be no one can even look at each other because it's like passed through sight, right? Or like you can never, you know, that kind of thing. Like you can never touch each other again.
Or if you fart, you die.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You don't know. Okay. Would you rather have to go into the witness protection program for the rest of your life and thus never get to speak to your family or friends again?
Okay.
Or have to eat only black licorice for every meal for the rest of your life?
I would go into the witness protection program, 100%.
You'd say goodbye to everyone you know and love?
Oh, God. I mean, if you eat black licorice for the rest of your life, you're going to spend the rest of your life on the toilet because there's a lot of stuff in there that makes you go poo-poo.
Yeah. I speak from personal experience.
Yeah, I know. You know, you and Dennis go overboard on that.
We didn't know. We were so young and unafraid.
Star anise. It's a natural laxative.
This is from Reddit from Tavis D1.
Okay.
Would you rather live in a world run by monkeys or robots?
Robots.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because monkeys are shysters.
They can't be reasoned with.
No. And you know, I was at the San Diego Zoo last week because zoos are, I mean, okay, zoos are not great places, but the San Diego Zoo is one of the good zoos that actually takes care of animals.
Sure. Yeah.
I think, I mean, I don't know. Listen, I went to the zoo. I'm just going to leave it at that. If you want to fight me, email me. And there was a monkey, Bethany, that this like baboon, this red-assed baboon, who literally sat on a rock in front of everybody looking at the baboons. His dick was hanging out, like, resting on the rock. I sent you a picture of this, right? You a picture?
Yeah.
And he's sitting on this rock. He's spread eagle. His dick is just resting on this rock. His dick is also red like his ass. And then he just pissed right down the rock and made everybody
You know, that must be such a fun life, though.
Mm, yeah.
Because, you know, he's just free. Everything is getting the air circulation it requires. You know, he's not holding anything in that shouldn't be held in. He's in a good place emotionally and mentally.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
One more, and I stole this from last stream on the left. I was tempted to try and tone it down, but I'm just not going to.
No, just Bethany, go for the full effect.
Okay. Ugh, I'm sorry to my family. Would you rather watch your mother have sex every day with a lover for the rest of your life? You have to watch once a day every day. Or would you rather join in once?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No one wins in this.
Oh, no. I almost forgot we were podcasting and I realized instead of making faces, I had to make sound.
it's awful.
That's bad. And you know what? It's That's awful. Amazing if someone is being a real political dick at your Thanksgiving table. Just hit the family with that.
I mean, you can't, but you also have to answer it. You can't change the subject with a politician. It's awful. It's awful. I think I would rather watch it every day, because I think after a while it would cease to have any meaning.
Yeah, I guess.
You know? And like,
it's like, okay, time for coffee, time to watch mom fuck.
Yeah, like you would be able to sort of compartmentalize it and just put it in a specific spot in your brain and kind of emotionally check out. Whereas I think joining in would ruin everything forever.
All right. I'm gonna lighten this up for a second, Bethany.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What kind of keys can't open doors?
Atlas keys?
Turkeys! why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive?
Why?
It had 24 carats.
What?
It had 24 carats.
Oh, because, okay. It's like a jewel thing.
Okay, finish the sentence. Stop, drop, and?
Roll.
Pass the rolls.
What? But what?
What did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving Day?
Stop, don't shoot.
Quack, quack.
I like that one because he's pretending to be a duck.
What's the best song to sing when you're preparing your turkey?
Hey, don't die in vain. We're gonna eat ya anyway.
No. Have you ever heard this Meghan Trainor hit? It's all about that bass. About that bass. About that.
I'm really unhappy. That one makes me unhappy. Do you have any more thrilling jokes? Or are you ready to sing your song?
I'm ready to sing my song. You ready?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Okay. Hey Siri, open up the messages app.
Nailed it.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Born ready.
I'm going to put the song on one side. I'm going to pull up my lyrics on the other.
You wrote your lyrics down?
Just a quick Word document. The ending is less tight than the beginning because I finished it right, like 3 seconds before we started this podcast. I'm going to start. Everybody, I hope you have a great 2020 Thanksgiving. And Barbara Walters, I hope your Thanksgiving is good too.
2020.
Just keep your masks on everywhere and show us you care too. Come on, it's 2020 and this year has been a steamy poo. Outside, the virus is climbing and friends are asking to Zoom. Come on, it's lovely weather for online cocktails with you. Stay inside, you know, so the virus will slow. So cozy because you have nowhere to go. Wake up, take a shower, work from home every day. It's going to be okay. I'm loving it all. As it turns out, I'm a roly-poly introvert. Our cheeks are full of popcorn and Hulu is on the TV. We're snuggled up all alone because COVID is running so free. I want to kick anti-vaxxers and tell them to see the truth. Come on, it's lovely weather for a dose of science and common sense. There comes a time when... There comes a time when people not to be stupid jerks. It's the only way to end this pandemic. Shit. We all fall out. Well, be outside wearing mask-free at a party with wine in hand. Vaccinate your kids. And watch Corona. Stop. Okay, Bethany.
Good.
Not as polished as yours, but I really tried very hard.
I have to say, you've been taking voice lessons behind the scenes, and I can tell you're taking voice lessons.
No, Bethany, that was not my. If I really wanted to sing, I'd be like, I'd do the Ella Fitzgerald version, which is like a much more soulful.
No, you, that was really good. Thanks. I'm like, I would be mad because you set me up to fail, except that you did such a good job that I'm not even mad.
Thanks.
Because of the gift you gave all of us.
It got kind of dark at the end when I started to like get really mad at anti-vaxxers, and those lyrics were not as solid as the beginning, but it's okay.
It's okay. I asked you a would you rather question about watching your mother have sex or joining in. So like, here we are.
All right, Bethany.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Wait, did you name your other Siri Bethany?
No, I don't know. It just like started playing the song again for some reason. I don't know why. Ugh. All right. I'm pulling up my notes. Should I tell you another joke or should we go over a list of totally useless / weird kitchen gadgets that you need to make Thanksgiving perfect this year?
Ooh, that one.
What role do green beans play in Thanksgiving dinner?
I didn't ask for the joke. I asked for the tools.
The casserole. You should like that one because you're an actress. You should get it because you're playing a role.
Get it. I get it.
My family told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I told them I couldn't quit cold turkey.
Here's the thing.
Cold turkey.
The listeners can't even hear you silent laughing the majority of the time. Okay. So like, you know, it's just I have to see you silent laugh at a joke that it's just this is just hard for everyone.
Okay. All right. Bethany, what are you thankful for this year?
You know what? I'm thankful that we made it this far. You know, I'm thankful that 2020 is in the rearview mirror. 2021 might be worse, but like, but we made it. And yeah. I'm thankful that, you know, that we're here. What about you? What are you thankful for?
Thankful for serums. I'm thankful for wine delivery services.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for America's number one meal kit, HelloFresh.
Okay.
I am thankful for Beta Bands, dress pant, yoga pants. I am thankful for Best Fiends that you can download for free.
Played
there
it last
are over
night.
100 million perfect reviews. I'm thankful mm-hmm. for First Leaf Wine.
Now you're just looking down at
delivery.
Our advertisers.
I am thankful for Amazon Music because I can play any song that I want at any time. I am thankful for e.l.f. Cosmetics because mm-hmm. I can get them at Target. I can get them at the grocery store. They're affordable and they make my face look gorgeous.
Kathleen, what do you feel about shoes that are made of recycled water bottles?
I'm thankful for Rothy's because I can just put them in the washing machine when I get them dirty and use them over and over and over again. I am thankful for clean teeth because my Bruce toothbrush, yeah. Bruce, it is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it leaves your mouth and your breath all frouche.
Yeah, it's like I've been to the dentist, that kind of clean.
Okay,
thankful for Issue. Because when I'm creating documents mm-hmm. In the workplace,
yeah.
Issue takes my PDF and reformats it for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest sure. in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, but what happens, Kathleen, when you're feeling like you don't have enough hydration in your body?
I am thankful. You know what? When I'm so parched after talking so much on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she takes a sip.
Sorry, take a sip of my water. I'm thankful for Liquid IV mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it comes in so many different flavors. Mm-hmm. And Bethany, did you know that Liquid IV hydrates you better than water hydrates you because there are minerals and okay. salts. And
you know what? You're going to be the kind of person who, when you have a child, you name your child whoever bids the highest amount. And you're going to like name your kid Pepsi Cola.
I'm thankful for Jenny Kane because I wear that sweater every single day. It is the West Coast brand that is taking the East Coast by storm.
Your baby is going to be named Bernadette, sponsored by Evian.
I'm thankful for you, Bethany.
I'm thankful for you too.
Bethany.
Yes.
To me, the ultimate life hack is subscribing to a meal planning kit.
Yes.
Because dinner time can be stressful at my house. And that is why we love Green Chef, because it is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well really easy and affordable with plans that fit every kind of lifestyle.
Yeah. It includes recipes for paleo, keto, and plant powered diets. And they have delicious foods. My biggest problem is that if I'm going to cook something or I'm going to ask someone else to do it for me.
Yeah.
I can't even think of what would be good. And so Green Chef has these amazing plans like creamy mushrooms and mashed potatoes is under their plant powered plan, or veggie and bean stuffed peppers, sun-dried tomato flatbreads. It's so delicious.
Oh, and they had one the other day that was this pesto risotto, but AKA wasn't really pesto. It was carb friendly. So it was cauliflower rice. And they showed you how to do the whole thing. man, they look good on their Instagram.
And in case you're confused, Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, who we work with as well. So now you get a wider array of meal plans to choose from.
There's a little bit of something for everyone. I love switching between the brands when my tastes change, or, you know, I just want something a little bit different each month.
And now you can enjoy both brands at a discount with us. And Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every single box.
Green Chef makes staying healthier and on track easier than ever with satisfying home-cooked dinners. You don't have to do the grocery shopping. Green Chef is doing it for you, and then it comes right to your door.
So go to greenchef.com/taste90 and then use the code TASTE90 to get $90 off, including free shipping.
Again, go to greenchef.com/taste90 and use the code TASTE90 to get $90 off, including free shipping.
All right, Kathleen, do you want to know some of the bizarre gifts that you can get for people for the holidays this year?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is from HuffPo. 50 weird Christmas gifts almost as bizarre as the year 2020. Here we go.
God bless HuffPo. And God bless BuzzFeed, because BuzzFeed just bought HuffPo. Did you hear that?
What? No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, BuzzFeed bought HuffPo.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can get your significant other an elf costume for their bearded dragon.
Okay.
That is available through PetSmart.
All right, cool, cool.
It comes with a little hat that goes over and little ears. It's very cute. You can get somebody a bottle opener for their beer that's in the shape of a corgi butt.
Oh, ooh, corgi butt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there's nothing better than a corgi butt.
I think there are several things, because butts make me uncomfortable, but they are very cute when they wiggle as they walk away.
You know, it's like those memes. Sex is great, but have you seen a corgi butt wiggle?
Okay, here is a Christmas ornament of a black bear snorting cocaine. Apparently this is something that happened in Kentucky back in 1985. A black bear found $15 million worth of cocaine. So you can get that as an ornament.
All right, cool. I like it. I'm down with it.
This is something I really kind of want. It is a Lego, unofficial Lego brick waffle maker. This is from waffle-wow.com. So it makes waffles in teeny tiny little brick shapes with a little thing on top so you can stack them and make shapes.
You know what? That's adorable, except does anyone ever use their waffle maker regularly?
You know what? Dennis asked me this weekend, do you have a waffle maker? And I was like, how dare you? Of course I do not. Who actually has one of those?
I have one.
Where do you okay, how often do you pull it out?
Never.
And how much room does it take up?
So much space.
So much space.
An incredible amount of space, and I never use it. So yeah, you know, the mini ones, I think, might be the solution to everyone's waffle maker problems.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Waffles for one.
They're delicious. You can get a grumpy octopus stuffed animal, which is so dang cute. It's like the size of a human skull, bright orange, and it's got just like grumpy eyes, and it looks sad cute.
Okay, cool. I'm not into the stuffed animal thing, but cool.
It comes from the grumpyoctopus.com, so it's like an appropriately named website.
Bethany,
what?
We have to pause.
Why?
I'm about to have explosive diarrhea.
Whoa, okay, pause.
I'm sorry, pause. So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your segment.
Do you feel better?
I feel so much better.
Okay, good. That's the important thing.
Can I tell you what the problem is?
Yes, please.
I started watching Grey's Anatomy. Do you know how good that show is?
No, it makes me cry. I've only seen one episode.
Bethany, it's such a good show. I started it 15 years after it debuted. But it's such a good show. But I've been staying up really late to watch it after Neil goes to bed because it's not his cup of tea. And last night when I was watching, I ate a bucket of Trader Joe's pimento cheese while I was watching it. And it really messed with my insides. Like, pimento cheese is really terrible for you.
Is it really? Why?
It is just cheese and oil mixed together. That's all it is.
Oh. You know, it's interesting because normally, and let me know, we can edit this out if this is too TMI, but your bowel movement time is 56 minutes earlier than right now.
Yes.
Because it's 10:56 right now. And normally we have to hold the podcast for you. to boo, because you're on a very regular schedule. So I was a little confused, and I hope you're okay.
Listen, the moral of this story is that you should probably just go to bed at a regular time so you don't eat a bucket of pimento cheese at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's worth putting on a bumper sticker.
But everyone should watch Grey's Anatomy. Okay, sorry, back to your plush octopus.
Okay, a couple more weird holiday gifts thanks to Huffington Post, owned by BuzzFeed. You can get a giant pillow of your own face.
Oh.
This is from budsies.com. It's a... It's about the size of your own torso and neck combined. So if you take your hand, put it under your chin, take your other hand, put it at your hips. That's how high
wow.
the pillow is of your own face.
If there's one person I know that would want that and would treasure it, that person is you.
As long as it's a good picture.
Well, you have pictures of yourself hanging in your bathroom.
I do. Can I tell you this horrifying incident that happened to me once? Mortifying. At our previous job, there was a very specific reason that a bunch of us had our own pictures blown up into giant heads.
Yeah, yeah.
For like an event.
Yeah, I have one of those heads too. Neil won't let me throw it away. It's a giant, I don't know, what do they call it? Fat head or something?
It's like, yeah, it's a fat head. They picked one that the photo itself had not been retouched in any way. So when they blew it up, it was just like you could see acne. Like giant. So I had a zit that was probably, when blown up, the size of a thumbprint. Because no one went through and, like, cleaned the image up afterwards. And can I tell you, friends? I was mortified.
Oh, no. How did you throw that away? Like, she can't put that in the trash. Did you dissolve it in the bathtub and then throw away the remnants?
Yeah, I threw it into a bucket of lye. and then I buried it in a coal mine. Okay, a couple more. You can get Brutally Honest 2020 tree ornaments. These are Christmas ornaments from feckthehalls.com.au.
Okay.
They say things like, fuck you, 2020.
Yep.
2020 is a steaming pile of shit. 2020, never ever again. So those are fun. Oh, but this is my favorite. You can get a cat DNA test.
Okay, cool. So they tell you that your cat is just a domestic tabby and you've now spent $80 on... Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to catch you.
That's fine.
I know.
You know what?
Bethany, you know, your cats are 100% Persian. What else do you need to know about your cats?
Base pause DNA test if you want it.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Lastly, you can get an LED smart mask. So the smart mask uses LED lights to mimic your facial movements. So like if you're smiling, it apparently smiles for you. If you're talking, it apparently makes talking motions. So like people can tell what you're doing behind your mask. But it's also apparently imperfect. So it's maybe not worth the money.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
Okay, so I'm probably the last person to get on the bandwagon of this podcast. But the podcast Astonishing Legends, which most people have heard of, it's very successful. They did an episode on the alien autopsy video. Kathleen, do you know this video is like shot in the 80s, 70s, 90s?
No, I've never heard about this. Tell me more.
Yeah, so there's this really, it's like famous for being a hoax. It's a video of a purported alien autopsy that was done in the quote-unquote 50s, and it was sold on VHS, and you can, like, see it online pretty easily. But the guys at Astonishing Legends interviewed the man who was put in charge of creating it. And this was a guy who was freaking brilliant. He knew a lot about special effects. He had a lot of connections about people who could create these things really realistically. And it's a two-part series where they talk to this guy and he takes you through the whole process of how they faked this alien autopsy video. It's so interesting how they built it, how many they needed, like how they made his heart look like a heart, how they made his brain look like a brain. They put so much thought, Kathleen, into who this alien was as a person.
Cool.
That changed how they made him look. One of the things they talk about is, you know, quote unquote aliens, your generic alien, they have these big eyes, but the eyes are just black, right? There's like nothing else.
Yeah. If you look up alien pictures online, that's how they're always depicted.
Yeah. And so they were thinking, okay, but how would an alien be able to see if they had completely black eyes? It doesn't make sense. So they decided that the black was just a lens that was protecting the alien's eyes from the sun.
Like built-in sunglasses.
And so then they created that as like a contact lens that they then peeled away during the autopsy to show the alien's real eyes. And that's why so many people viewed it as a real video, is because it had these weird things in it that they really, really thought through. So it's a fascinating podcast, but a really fun couple of episodes specifically.
Ooh, thank you.
It's really fun. So again, it's called Astonishing Legends, and they're awesome. There's like these two guys who are, I think, like in their 50s, and they're just like fun, laid back dudes. It's like if your dad had a podcast with his buddy. They're fun. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
Okay, listen, I had this prepared, and I'm sorry that we just talked about poo, and now I'm talking about poo again. it's my narrative, and I can't ever get away from it.
It's okay.
I learned that sloths, adorable little slow-moving sloths, they lose 1/3 of their body weight when they poop, which happens once a week on the ground and in a standing position. I'm sorry, I know. It's just like, it's poop overload. Your mom is going to text you and say, Kathleen, it's so gross. Anyway.
I bet those sloths feel so good afterwards.
Once a week and you lose 1/3 of your body weight.
Is that why they move so slowly? Is because they're carrying around so much crap with them all the time?
Probably.
Like, I just think about my cat Loki who cries at me before he poos.
Oh.
Because his stomach hurts so badly. Oh. He's like, ah! And then he goes and like wants me to be there while he goes to the bathroom as moral support. I just kind of cheer him on because this is my life now.
It's like my cat Juno, who every time he poops, he then just a marathon lap around the apartment like super speed because he feels so happy. Good. He feels so good.
I mean, don't lie. I just saw you do the same thing just now when you came back.
I did. I'm so sorry. Yeah, okay. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yes. Hope that you are doing well and staying safe and that it's a good holiday for you.
Yes.
Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything. How about you, Bethany?
I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram.
If you want to follow this podcast, you can do so on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Plus, check out our fan group. Plus, check out the holiday card exchange that's happening in the fan group right now.
You can also send us an email at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
We also get snail mail, but we haven't been checking it regularly lately, and we apologize for that, but I'll give you our address anyway. It is an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
We also have a phone number. You can give us a call, leave us a voicemail. We play them at the end of almost every single episode. 917-994-0353.
Oh my God, I almost did your line.
Oh no.
Sorry, Bethany.
Also, this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
You know, maybe you should open the pod with that, like at the end of section one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just throwing it out there. Listen, okay. Thank you for everyone who chastised me for not liking the movie Clue last week.
Oh.
No, it's okay. I realized that next time we do a movie exchange, and maybe we should let the listeners, the taste buds, pick our movies. I need to not watch it with a notebook ready to write everything down. I need to just watch it, process it, and then afterwards write my thoughts down.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bethany, I was way too critical.
You know what?
Of your beloved movie.
I also think that, you know, you were not in your own home, so you weren't in like a comfy space. I know you were a little stressed. So I would invite you to maybe watch it again with an open heart, because I think that you would really enjoy it. I think you're missing out on some lovely things.
Oh, okay. This podcast is edited by the fabulous Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her on Instagram at @lit_fuck and on Twitter at @chargar.
And the videos that we're doing now with the podcast are edited by Dennis Callow. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Dennis Callow, C-A-H-L-O.
And wherever you listen to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars is the best. Helps us move up in the ranks. We need to support other fellow indie podcasters. So this week, Bethany, is there anyone that you want to shout out?
Oh my gosh. Well, besides Astonishing Legends, you know that I love the podcast Guide to the Unknown. It's a brother-sister team, Will and Kristen. I listen to them because I'm missing my family. And if you have siblings that you're missing, it really makes you feel like you're hanging out with your own siblings, because they have just this great rapport and they're very funny. So I love Guide to the Unknown. I love And That's Why We Drink.
Yeah. Oh, I have
one. What about you, Kathleen?
My indie podcast pick this week for other people to listen to is Trash with Talia and Holly. Talia is a woman who gave us our big break at Audio Boom.
Yeah, we love Talia.
She believed in us, and she works at Spotify now, but she started her own podcast. She's British. Her friend Holly is British. It's It's a really good podcast. They talk about like trash TV and trash books. And even though I don't watch reality TV, I just love listening to them talk about things like Below Deck and Selling Sunset and stuff. It's a great podcast. And I'm pretty addicted to it.
We should introduce them to our editor, Charlotte, too, because Charlotte loves that trash as well. She loves that like trashy TV and movies.
All right. Well.
All right, loves. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. And here's what you had to say this week.
Hey, ladies. I have had a rough week, and I literally slept till 1 o'clock in the afternoon today, which is insane for me. And I spent the entire day riding around, picking up a fresh turkey from a farm and food shopping and like all that stuff to prep for Thanksgiving. And the entire time I just caught up on the pod, and it's been great and bringing me tons of laughs. And I have to say, I love the movie Clue. It is a great movie. And I know the decor is not fabulous, but the movie is still great anyway. And I love the song Game. I thought it was really good, and I got the first couple songs. The song The Call from Backstreet Boys is amazing, and I think it is so underrated. And I'm so glad that you used that one, Bethany. And that's really it. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies. Love you guys so much. Love everything you do. And, oh, gosh, my cat is doing something crazy. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Taste Bud Rain in Minnesota. I am freaking out because after 2 years of heartbreak, I finally found out this morning that I am pregnant, and I haven't told my husband yet. He's not home from work yet. I'm just freaking out, and I needed somebody to tell, so I thought I would tell you guys. You guys have been here for me through the 2 years of trying and failures and losses and heartbreak. And you always make everything so much better. So, of course, I needed to share with you guys as soon as I found out. I love you guys so much. Thank you for always being here for me.
Hey, ladies. It's Julie calling from Erie, PA. I've been a long-time listener since the inception. I just wanted to let you know, I had a job where I was listening while I traveled, and then that job went away for a while. And now I have another job where I travel again. And so I have spent the better part of 2020 catching up on all of the ones that I missed and listening through, and now I am caught up as of last week. And when I went to just put you on at my beck and call, I realized that I didn't have any more to listen to, and I actually had to wait. And it was the saddest moment of a long time, because I just loved being able to just pop you on and listen to the next episode. But now I am caught up. And I love it. So thank you so much for your wonderful podcast, and have a great day.
Hi, ladies. This is Jess. I am calling because I just listened to the most recent bonus episode, and Kathleen, you were talking about how your yoga teacher mentioned not to do inversions on your period. I am a yogi, and I'm also studying to be a yoga teacher right now, actually. I have also gotten this cue before, so I did a little bit of research. The bottom line is, it's completely fine to do inversions on your period. You're not going to die. You're not going to get any sort of like weird disease or anything. There's a lot of conflicting information out there, but essentially it's like whether or not it's actually disrupting your blood flow and all of that. Anyway, it's completely fine. It's safe. It's honestly more of a question of, do you really feel like going upside down when you have like a ton of cramps? Not sure. But anyway, it's up to you. Yoga is always your choice. Do whatever is comfortable for you. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. Bye.
Hi, ladies. It's Jen from Staten Island. I thought I would give you a call to wish you both a happy Thanksgiving. It's currently Thanksgiving Eve, and I'm daydreaming about how every year my friends from college and I get together, and we usually go to a gastropub and eat really good bar food and drink beer and catch up and just hang out before the big day of Thanksgiving with our families. And I'm saddened by the thought that just like many things in 2020, it cannot be done this year. So I decided, since I will be alone tonight, with my 14-month-old sleeping in the crib, I will binge-watch all the Thanksgiving episodes of one of my favorite TV shows, New Girl, while drinking pink wine, because, you know, it makes Jessica Day slutty. And I wanted to give you guys a call and let you know that this year I am thankful for you guys and your podcast and the community that you built by being yourselves and being open to other people being themselves. So thank you.
happy Thanksgiving to you both and your loved ones and your fur babies and to all the taste buds out there.
Ladies, it is Emma, your devoted taste bud. I am driving to work right now and listening to the podcast, driving to my job at Trader Joe's. And I just want to say, if you need me to ever pick anything up for you, I don't live that far away, so I'd be happy to drop it off. If I lost my job due to COVID budget cuts for anything and had to land at Trader Joe's, this is a good reason to keep you y'all in stock with your peppermint JoJo's and vanilla paste.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Taste Bud Christina from Jersey. I was wondering if the two of you had gotten to the pick back up your musical instruments phase of quarantine yet, because I know as a music teacher myself, I know that you both have your backgrounds in clarinet, Bethany, and flute, Kathleen, flute being my instrument, so I'm a little partial to that. But I was wondering if you ladies had reconnected with your instruments. Hope that maybe it'll become a little topic sometime on the podcast. I love whenever you reference your music nerd days. So just thought I'd throw that question out there. Hope you're having a fabuloso day. Bye.